I know exactly what you're talking about. Real hard nut person, huh?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Legitimate.
Okay, and what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Mom.
And the box that their body is put into is a
casket.
And the place where they bury the casket?
Grave.
And how about where all the graves are?
Graveyard, a grave bank.
And what do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river? Just like a river.
Stream.
Oh. And is there one that's smaller than a stream? Have you ever used the word branch or creek?
Yeah, but not too regularly. Yes, I have too many around here now.
Yeah,
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country around the coast?
Well, I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask somebody now that's been around the coast. What would you call it?
Well, most of the people have answered just marsh or marsh grass or marshland.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
so? That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to hold up his...
Suspenders.
Okay. And do you have a name for the kind of gravy that you make with ham? You don't thicken it, but you just put water and ham grease?
I don't ever make it, but I think it's red apple, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called.
That's what a lot of people have said. Do you know if that has to be just with a sugar cure can or is that?
I really don't know. But as I said, I've never made it. But I've seen it. I've seen pictures of it. And I'm not a big gravy eater.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, when I cook ham, I don't ever make gravy. So I really don't know.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog?
A thin body with a long snout. Long-legged hog?
Hog.
Hog. Hog. Now, you know, you're kind of out of my field now. I don't know too much about hogs and things like that. A long-legged hog. And maybe you have to tell me that.
Do people ever use the word razorback or piney woods rooter?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
But are there any around here?
Supposed to be, I imagine they are. But I wouldn't know one from the other, you know, if I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
They do have hogs around them. But I don't know the different names of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Is it a burn?
I'm thinking of something that a long time ago mothers would tell their children not to go
brown
back to.
It?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of any remedies for that?
No, I haven't. You know, I don't think children even have it now like they used to.
Great.
I don't ever hear about it. I maybe it has a different name.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do people call homemade whiskey?
Homemade whiskey? It's not homebrew, is it?
I guess it could be.
I thought that was the only thing they made, you know, at home.
Uh-huh.
Might not be now, but I didn't know they made whiskey at home.
Well, I guess it's any kind of liquor.
Uh-huh. I really don't know.
Okay. Have you heard of any words for just bad whiskey? I guess the store-bought.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
That's out of my field, too.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
This next section deals with verb patterns and the way words change when you're talking about time. Just the way you say, I see you today and I saw you yesterday. Or today I read a book and yesterday I read a book. It's this sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So if we were talking about body,